Begin the current daf, Masechtas Megillah, daf Yud Alef. Begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme from the previous daf, which we're discussing the start off with the Pesukim, Vahibi Mechashverish, which we're going to go back to the interpretation and exposition of the Megillah. But with that, there was the interpretations of how did they open up when they were expounding, when they would give a drasha, a lecture, they would quote a pasuk in Tanakh, and then they would expound the miracle of Purim. So on that theme, the Gemara continues. He would open up when he was coming to expound the story of Purim. He would open up with the following pasuk in Tehillim, telling Hashem that you put upon us a man on our heads. We went through fire and water. What does it refer to? Be'esh and fire is b'mein Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. During the days of the evil Nebuchadnezzar, he threw us into fiery furnaces. U'v'mayim and water that's b'mei parai, which it says in Sefer Shemais, that he threw the babies in the water. But titzien l'rvoy, and the pasuk continues, but you took us out into abundance. That's b'mei Haman. That was the miracle of the story of Purim in the days of Haman. Rabbi Yechon and pasuk la'pisuk la'parshasim hachi opened up when he would expound on the story of Purim from a pasuk until him. Says, he recalls his kindness and his faith to the Jewish people. And all the people on the far ends of the earth, they see the salvation of our God. On that he said, when did the people on the far ends of the world see the salvation of our God? That was Mordechai v'Esther. That was during the miracle of Purim, because that was revealed to everyone in the world, because letters went throughout the whole world, because Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. Therefore, they all saw the salvation of the Jewish people. Rish Lakish pasuk la pisuk la parshasim hachi, he would open up and expound from a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Ari noyim, the lion that's roaring, the dove shaking, and the bear that's growling, Meishel Rosh Alamdal, the wicked ruler on the poor people." So he expounded the pasuk as follows: "Ari noyim, the lion that roars, Zen Nebuchadnezzar Harasha." That refers to the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, who he started this whole thing off by the first Churban Beis Hamikdash, which was the Gullus bubble, which Achashverosh was towards the end of that. The Chassid Beilik, it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says in his prophecy that he saw the four nations that will rule over the Jewish people, the four kingdoms, Ola Arye Misufchei. It says a lion was coming up from the thicket, which that refers to Nebuchadnezzar. When it says Dov Shekik, a growling bear, Zachashverosh, that refers to Achashverosh, who he was from Persia. That was after the kingdom of Babel. This was all during what's called Gullus Babel, and Achashverosh was towards the ends of the 70 years of that. The Chassid Beilik, it says a pasuk in Daniel. It says, Varu, and behold, Cheva Achari. There was another creature, Tinyan, the second one, Damya Ladaiv, similar to a bear, which, Batana of Yisab, Yisab Torah Braisa, Elu Parsim. This refers to the Persians, and Achashverosh was the king of them, which came after the lion, which was referring to the gullus of Nebuchadnezzar, which refers to he was like the lion. And here the second one, which was the beer, that refers to the Persians. Why? Because they ate and they would drink like beers. And they're covered in flesh like beers. And they grow hair and they're hairy like beers. And they have no rest like beers. So therefore, that's what the pasuk is talking about. The lion roaring is Nebuchadnezzar from Babel, and the beer is growling. That's referring to Achashverosh from the Persians. And the pasuk continues, Moshel Rasha, wicked ruler, Zeh Haman, that refers to Haman, who he took over control and he was going to kill the Jewish people. Al Amdal, on the poor people, Eli Yisrael, Shem Dal Min HaMitzvahs, that refers to the Jewish people, who they were poor from mitzvahs, and because they weren't doing mitzvahs, therefore Haman had the authority to try to kill them. Now, similar idea, Rabbi Elazar pasuk la pisuk la parshasim hacha. He would open up expounding the story of Purim from a pasuk in Kehelas. It says, Bal Tzaltayim, because of laziness, Yimach HaMakara. So the ceiling starts caving in. Because of the idleness of the hands, Yidluf HaBayis, the house starts dripping in. So he explains it. B'shvil atzlo shahoy lebli Yisrael. When it says in laziness, it was because of the laziness of the Jewish people. Shlo oska b'tayra, because they didn't toil in Tayra during the days of Haman. Senasa quote, Sayni shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to say it about Hashem. So we're saying about the enemy of Hashem, but it's really referring to Hashem, so to speak. As if Hashem became mach. Hashem became mach as if he couldn't save the Jewish people. What does mach mean? V'imach ela ani. It means that he was, like, so to speak, poor. Shlomo says a pasuk in Be'yikra. It says v'machu me'erkach. If someone took an erich vow regarding giving the donation of a person's erich value to the Beis Hamikdash, if he can't afford it, so we do a certain procedure. But it says v'machu me'erkach, which means if he's too poor to be able to pay his erich vow. Now, when it says that yimach hamakara, that the Makara, the, so to speak, the roofer became poor because al Saltaim, because the Jewish people lazy, they didn't learn Torah. Who does that refer to? The roofer, so to speak, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says Hamakara v'mayim ali yisem. Hashem, so to speak, roofs his upper story in Shemayim with water. That there's the rain up there, and he so to speak keeps it there. He roofs it. So it's an illusion that because the Jewish people didn't learn Torah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if, couldn't save them, and therefore Haman was able to go ahead and try to prosecute the Jewish people. He would open up for the pasuk in Tehillim. Shir HaMalis, a song of ascents. Luli Hashem Shahayolanu, Yemino Yisrael. Let the Jewish people say that were it not for Hashem that was with us, Luli Hashem Shahayolanu Bekumalinu Adam, if it wasn't that Hashem was with us when a man stood up against us. Now it says Adam Vle Melech, it was when a man stood up against us, not a king, that refers to Haman. He wasn't even the king, and he was the ruler, and he was trying to kill the Jewish people, which refers to the story of Purim, which was unique in that it was a person, not a king. Rava Pasuk La Pisuk La Pashasim Hachi opened up for a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Bervoi Tzadikim, the exaltedness of the righteous, Yismacha'am, then the people rejoice. Ubimshal Rashabu, when a wicked person rules, Ya'anach'am, then the people groan. What does this mean? Bervoi Tzadikim, Yismacha'am, when the righteous become exalted, the people rejoice. It's a Mordechai v'Esther. This refers to Mordechai v'Esther. The Chassidic says in the Megillah of Esther, it says, Vayir Shushan Tzahal v'Samecha, that the city of Shushan, which was where the miracle took place, was rejoicing and happy because of Mordechai and Esther. But Mshal Rashi on the Cham, but when the wicked ruled, then the people groaned. Zahaman, this refers to Haman, like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'er Shushan Neveicha, that the city of Shushan was bewildered, again with the decrees of Haman and so on and so forth. Rav Masnam Amahacha, he brings from here, and he would open up his lecture from this Pasuk in Devarim. Kimi Goy God, because who's a great nation, Ashaloy Elikim Karemalav, that has God that's close to them, which again was referring to the miracle of Purim, that what Hashem did for the Jewish people. He would bring from a pasuk in Devarim that says, "Oy hanisa lekim v'goymer." Or was it ever that Hashem did miracles for a people, etc., where the pasuk says, "Lavu lekachas legoymer kerev goy," which he took and saved a nation from amongst the nation with such miracles, which was similar to what happened in the miracle of Purim, that Hashem took them out from Persia and brought them up ultimately for the second base of Migdash, and he did such miracles to do that. Now we go back to what we said in the previous daf, which we started analyzing the beginning of the psukim of Megillas Esther. So it opens up Vayhi b'Achashverosh, and that it was in the days of Achashverosh. So Amar Rav expands the word Vayhi is a contraction of two words, Vay Vayhi, woe and mourning. That's what people felt like in the days of Achashverosh. And Hadad Tachsev, this is what it says a pasuk in Devarim, Vesmakartim Shem Lo Yevecha, you're going to be sold over there to your enemies, Lavodim, L'Shvachis, B'Germer, to slaves and to maidservants and etc. Now, and the pasuk says, Vein Kaina, but no one's going to buy you. And that was a decree that Haman had done, that no person is allowed to buy them as a slave. So they were without opportunity, they were being sold, but no one's going to buy them. And that was what Haman did to them. Therefore, there was Vay and Yehi in those days of Achashverosh. Now, Shmuel Amar, he would say, and open up his drasha, from the following pasuk in Mayikra. It says, Loi ma'astim, v'loi ga'altim l'chaloisim. Hashem will not revolt or reject the Jewish people to wipe them out. So he expounded each one of these words as different periods. Loi ma'astim, that they're not revolted, was b'mei Yevanim. That was in days of the Greek. Hashem was not revolted by the Jewish people, meaning they weren't killed out by the Greeks. V'loi ga'altim, and they weren't rejected, is b'mei Nebuchadnezzar, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And l'chaloisam, and neither to have them wiped out, that was b'mei Haman, because Haman wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. And all those time periods, Hashem stayed there and helped the Jewish people. And it says, L'hafa b'risi itam, and to nullify my covenant with them, Hashem is not going to do that either. That's b'mei parsim in the days of the Persians. And the pasuk says, Kanei Hashem alikehem, because I'm Hashem their God. That refers to b'mei goy gamagog, the ultimate apocalypse that the war is going to be. Hashem is going to always stay with the Jewish people. But in Masnitatan, in the Brice, was taught differently. L'ma'astim, that they're not disgusted with them, is b'mei kazdim, in the days of the kazdim. Why? Shematilam Daniel, Hanani, Mishal Bazar, because I appointed for the Jewish people to have these great tzaddikim, that Daniel and Hanani, Mishal Bazar. V'le'ga'altim, and I was not disgusted by them and rejected. That means b'mei Yevanim, in the days of the Greek. Shematilam Shimon HaTzadik, because I gave them righteous people. And all these periods of the enemies, Hashem gave the Jewish people those to help them, which was Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the righteous, v'chashmenoi banov, v'chashmenom and their sons, v'matasyo kan gadol, who helped fight against the Greeks, the famous Chanukah story, l'chaloisim, to have them wiped out, B'mei Haman, days of Haman. Shemat lem Mordechai v'Esther, that I appointed for them to save the Jewish people, Mordechai and Esther. L'hafa brisi itam, and not to have my covenant nullified with them, that was b'mei Parsim in the days of the Persians. Shemat lem shal beis Rebbe v'chachamei Darius, that I appointed them, the household of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and all the sages' generations that helped out in the days of the Persians. Kanei Hashem lekeim, says the Pasuk, because I'm Hashem, their God. That refers to l'asa lava in the future. She'ein kal umma v'lashen yuchayla lishblet behem, that no nation and no language can rule over the Jewish people. Now, Reb Levi Amar Mahacha, he would say his drasha from over here, Pasuk Bamidbar. It says, "V'mloi tirishu es yeshvi aretz." If you're not going to drive out the inhabitants of the land of Eretz Yisrael when you come to take it over, and you can leave over some of the non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to be thorns in your eyes and in your sides, and they're going to torment you, and they're going to make it difficult for you. That's exactly what happened over here in the Purim story, that the Jews were punished because Shaul HaMelech had mercy on Agag, who was from Amalek, and he was supposed to kill him out, and they didn't. And if you don't wipe them out, they're going to come out to haunt you, which later on Haman, which was the descendant of that, ended up haunting the Jewish people. Reb Chaim Amar Mahacha, he would actually say for the next pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, "V'ayikasher demisi laslem," and therefore, as I had plotted to do to them, meaning your enemies, meaning the Canaanim, "Esalachem," so I'm going to do to you. And that's exactly what happened. It was almost that instead of them being wiped out, the Jewish people almost wiped out in the story of Haman. Now, the next words in the Megillah, it says, "V'yihi b'mei Achashverosh," was in days of Achashverosh. So they expound his name. Amar Rav, it refers to Achiv Shel Rosh. Achashverosh is the brother of the head, meaning to say that he was similar to him. Uven Gilu Shel Rosh, and he also had the same mazel, which means to say that they both had the same perspective, the same philosophy of the Rosh. Now, what does that mean? Achiv Shel Rosh, he was the brother of the head. Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, he was the brother, in other words, he shared the same personality as the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, Shenika Rosh, who he was called the head, Shenom, like it says the passing in Daniel, that he said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Antu Reisha Didahava, you're the head of the gold," he was called the head. Now, Ben Gilish HaRosh, that he also had the same perspectives and philosophy of the head of Nebuchadnezzar, because who harag, Nebuchadnezzar killed the Jewish people, who bikish larag, Achashverosh intended to kill the Jewish people, as was known from what Haman wanted, who hichriv, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, who bikish lahachriv, and Achashverosh also wanted to destroy. Now, although there was no Beis HaMikdash in terms of Achashverosh, but there already was a foundation that Zerubbabel had put up for the Beis HaMikdash in the days of Koresh, the first Koresh who came before Achashverosh, like it says in Sefer Ezra, and Achashverosh wanted to destroy that. Shneimar gezeirat the pasuk in Sefer Ezra, says, "Ubamalchus Achashverosh, but Tchilas Malchus," in the beginning of his reign, "Kasvus Sitnal Yishvi Yehuda Yerushalayim," they wrote the bad letters against the settlers in Judea and in Yerushalayim, which was to prevent it from being built. You see, Achashverosh wanted to do just like Nebuchadnezzar did. Ushmulam, he gives a different interpretation. He says, Achashverosh is from the word of Shachar, Shahushru Pineim Shal Yisrael Bayam of Kashuli Kader, because the faces of the Jewish people in his days turned black, like what's on the bottom of a pot. That's why it's called Achashverosh, which has the Ches, Shin, and Resh, Shachar. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, a different interpretation, says, because Kol Shazaycher, whoever would recall Achashverosh, Amar Ach L'Roshei, Achashverosh, he would say, Ach, like, whoa, to his head, like, oh man, you serious, this person? Therefore, he's called Achashverosh. Rabbi Chaninam, he gives a different interpretation, he says, Shakol Nasu Rosh in Biyamav, Achashverosh is from the word Rosh, that everyone became poor in his days. Like it says in the end of Megillah Esther, it says, V'yasim HaMelech Achashverosh Mas, that the king Achashverosh placed taxes on everybody, and everyone became poor because of all his taxes that he put on them. Now the pasuk continues, V'hibim Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh. It already says, in the days of Achashverosh, he was Achashverosh. What does that say? Hu Achashverosh comes to tell us, Who Berisha Mitchilas Bat Sefer, who always connotes that that's what it always was. He was with his wickedness from the beginning till the end. Similarly, like we find in the pasuk, it says, Hu Esav, Hu Berisha Mitchilas Bat Sefer, he was wicked from the beginning to the end. So to Hu Dasan Ba'aviram, those which always caused problems to Jewish people in the Midbar, Him Berishasim Mitchilas Bat Sefer, they were wicked from the beginning to the end. Hu HaMelech Achaz, same idea, Hu Berisha Mitchilas Bat Sefer. Now you find the same thing in the good, like we find in the pasuk in Dibur Yomim Aleph, that says, Avram, Hu Avram, Hu bitzidka mitchilas v'atzayif. He was righteous from the beginning to the end. Hu Aaron and Moshe, again, him bitzidka mitchilas v'atzayif, and they were righteous from the beginning to the end. When it says in the pasuk, but David hu akat, and David was the small one, hu bekatnasi mitchilas v'atzayif. He was small, he was modest, he was humble from the beginning to the end. Which, as the Gemara explains, k'shem shebekatnasi, just like when he really was small, when he wasn't the king yet. Hikten atzma itzel mishagol the men of Torah. He made himself small in relation to someone that's great in Torah learning. So even when he was the king, Hikten Atzma Yitzel Misha Godem and Mechachma, he made himself small in relation to someone that was greater than him in wisdom. Now the pasuk continues, Hu Achashverosh, that Hamoylech Mahoydivat Kush, that he ruled. So Hamoylech means to say as if he ruled, which Amar Rav, he says Shemalech Ma'atzma, it means to say that he ruled by himself. He didn't have royal blood in him. He wasn't a descendant of royalty. He made himself king. Now, Amar Lo L'Shvach, some say that's praise. Amar Lo L'Gnas, some say that's derogatory, as the Gemara explains. Amar Lo L'Shvach, some say that's praise. To have Inish Tachash V'Lamalka Kavaseh, there was no one as royal, as noble, to become king, and fitting to be king as him. So therefore, that's Shvach. But Amar Lo L'Gnas, some say it was a disgrace. To Lehavachaz L'Malchusa, he himself was not fit to be king. He just bribed his way, he paid his way to become king, and that's how he became king, but really wasn't worthy of being king. Now it says that he ruled Mehaidivat Kush, from the place of Haidu to the place of Kush. Now, Rav and Shmuel have two interpretations. They're both saying that he ruled over the whole world, but the question is, what does that mean? Chadam one says that Haidu b'seif olam, Haidu was at one end of the world, but Kush b'seif olam, and Kush was on the other end of the world. So he's ruled from one end to the other end. But the other one says, no, they were right near each other. But what it was saying was, Kishem Shamalach al Haid Bakush, just like he ruled over those two, because they're so close that it's not so hard to rule over them. Kach Malach Mesayf al Matsayf, so too, that's how he ruled from one end to the other end. And the Gemara says, similarly, you find the same type of machlekes in the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, which refers to Shleim HaMelech. Says ki hurayda b'chol eiver hanar, because he ruled over the whole other side of the river, mitivsach vad Aza, from Tivsach till Aza. So here also we have Rav Shmuel. Chadam one says, yeah, Tivsach b'seif olam, v'Aza b'seif olam, means the Shlomo Melech ruled over the whole world. Tivsach was at one end and Aza was in the other one. But v'chadam ano Tivsach v'Aza b'hadi adodi avakayim, they were right near each other. But it was saying kishem shemalach Tivsach v'Aza, just like he ruled over these two, that because they're right near each other, kach malach al kolam kuli. That's how he ruled over the whole world. And according to that interpretation, we'd be saying because he ruled over the whole other side of the river, like Tivsach until Aza, meaning just like Tivsach Aza right near each other, so too that's how he ruled over the whole other side of the river, meaning over the whole world, as he did over two places that were right near each other. So it says that he ruled over from Haidvat Kush, Sheva ve'esh me'meyi Medina, 7, 20, and 100 lands, which is 127 lands, which was the whole world. Now, Amrav Chizda, why does it say in that way 7, 20, 100 lands? So because Betchila Malach al Sheva, in the beginning he ruled over 7 lands. Ula B'Seif Malach al Esrim, and then at the later on over 20. Ula B'Seif Malach al Me'ah, and then later over 100. Now says the Gemara, El Me'at, if that's the case, and that's how you interpret, then take a pasuk in Shemais that says Vishnei Chaya Amram, and the years of the life of Amram was Sheva, Ushleishim, Uma'ashana, which really means that he lived 137 years. But here also it says 7, 30, and 100. So my darsh debate, what are you going to expound over there? What, he first lived 7, then 30, then 100 years? Says the Gemara, no, you're right. That's how it's written, and it means 137. But Shani Hach over here in the story of Megillah, it's different because the Kroy Yisehu, because this pasuk is superfluous. Mechti, let's see. Ksiv, Mahidivad Kush, already says that he ruled over the whole world from Mahidivad until Kush. So Sheva, Esame, Medina, Lomali, why does it have to say that it was 127 lands? Just count how many lands. We know he ruled over that all. Therefore, obviously, it's coming to make an exposition to say why to say this pasuk, to read it in that way, to tell us that at first it started off 7, and then 20, and then over 100. Now, the Gemara continues a related theme regarding this idea about that Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. So, Tanabon Linda Brisa, Shleisha Molchu Bekipa, there were three that ruled over the whole dome, meaning over the whole circumference of the world. Velehin, and they are Achiv. Achav, the king Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. And Tosafot points out, why didn't they mention Alexander the Great, Alexander from Macedonia? It's because we're only mentioning those which are mentioned in the Psukim of Tanakh, but actually he also ruled over the whole world. So Achav, Dechsev, like it says, the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph, where Avadya said to Eliyahu Hanavi, says, Chai Hashem Lekecha, by the life of Hashem your God, Im yesh goyim amloch, if there was a nation or a kingdom, asher leshalach adoni shem lebakshecha, that my master Achav didn't send to go ahead and seek you out, which actually the Gemara, the Pasuk says, v'amru ayin, they said, no, he's not here, because he was looking for Yoliyo, and b'shbiyas agoy v'sam amloch, and he made the nation and the kingdom swear. Now, says the Gemara, v'iloy dehav amalach alayu, if he didn't have dominion and rule over the whole world, over all the nations, hichimotzi meshavei aluhu, how would he make them swear? They're not under his subjugation. Obviously, he ruled over the whole world. So to Nebuchadnezzar, we find Nebuchadnezzar, like it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, says that if there's a nation or a kingdom, ashaloi, and the Gersa actually has words over here that ashaloyavdu aisa, that didn't serve him, es Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel, ve'es asher loy, and it continues, yitin es tzavari ba'oil melech bavel, and that didn't give his neck as for a yoke for the king of bavel, meaning every single nation in the world was subjugated to Nebuchadnezzar because he also ruled over the whole world. And says the Gemara, Chashverish is like we said before, Hadamar, and that he ruled from Mehoid Bat Kush, which is from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Now, continuing to Beis, where the Gemara brings Simon and Amanik for the following four questions, is Shastach, which refers to Shlema, Sancheriv, Daryavish, and Kairish. The Gemara asks that there seems to be other kings that also ruled over the whole world. Suleka, is there no one else? But Vika Shlema, Shlema also ruled over the whole world. Says the Gemara, no, Loisolik Malchusei. He didn't complete his reign of his kingdom, because at the end, as the Gemara brings him Sechtes Gittin of Samachesim and Beis, Ashmadai, the demon, chased him out. Now says the Gemara, Hanich Lemandam, that's only good according to the Mandam that's brought up with him Sechtes Gittin, that Melech Vehedit, that initially he was a king, and then he was a commoner because he was chased out, he didn't end off his life as a king. Elamandam, Melech Vehedit, Melech, but according to the one that says he was a king, then a commoner, then back as a king, Samaik Lemim, what are you going to say? He did end off his life in his reign as the king, which was over the whole world. So why wasn't he mentioned? Says the Gemara, actually, because Shlema Milsa Achrita Habebe. You're right. Shlema ruled over the whole world, but he had another thing, and therefore he didn't want to limit him to only those who ruled over the keeper of this Rekia, because he actually ruled over more than that. Shemalach Alal Yoyin and Va'alatachten, because he ruled over those on up above and those on the bottom, where he ruled also over Shadim, over demons. Shlema, like it says the Pasuk in Divya Yomim Aleph, says, Vayesha Shlema Kis Hashem, that Shlema Melech sat on the throne of Hashem, so he was not only Malach Batachtainim, but also Bel Yoyinim. But the Gemara continues asking, "V'ava Sancheriv?" But there was Sancheriv. The Chassidim, it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Mi b'chol elehei haratzah Yisraela?" Who is it from all these lands, Asher etzilu es artz miyodei, that would save you from my hand, because he had dominion over the whole world? Says the Gemara, "Yes, he ruled over the whole world, but hoy iki Yerushalayim d'lo kavsha. But he never conquered Yerushalayim, and therefore we can't say he ruled over the whole world." Says the Gemara, but Ve'ika Daryavish, there was King Daryavish. The Chassidim, it says the pasuk in Daniel, "Daryavish Malka Kasab." King Daryavish wrote for all the nations, for all the people, Umayya, nations, Velashanya, and languages, the Darin B'chalara that dwells on all the lands of the world. Shalom Chanyaski should have a lot of peace, meaning he, because it was all the whole world were his subjects. Says there were seven lands that he didn't rule over them. So like it says in the Pasuk, Shvar Kodin Dayavish, it was good in front of Dayavish, Vahakim Amachus, and he placed on his kingdom, Lacha Shadar Panaya, for these appointees, may have asked him 120, meaning on 120 lands, but not 127, like we said, Bachashverish was the whole world, and therefore it was almost the whole world, but it wasn't the whole world. Malik Mas Bodikul Kairish, there was King Kairish, the Tzilik says the Pasuk in Ezra, Koyim Akarish Melech Paras. So said Kairish, the king of the Persian king, Hashem give me dominion of all the lands of the world. So you see, he ruled over the whole world. So there he was just bragging and making up things about himself. But really, yeah, he had a great reign, but he didn't rule over the whole world. Now, the Gemara continues expounding the Pesukim in the beginning of the Megillah. It says that Bayama Mahim in those days, Keshevas HaMelech, when the king sat on his throne, in which sounds like in the beginning of his reign, of his kingdom. Now the problem is, Iksib Basrei, it says after that, Bishnas Shalish Lamacha, that it was in the third year of his reign. So was it Kishavis when he just sat down on the throne, or was it already in the third year? So Amarave says, my Kishavis, what does it mean that he sat down? You're right, it was already in the third year. It means La'achar Shenisyash V'dayta. It means to say that when it was already peace at mind, because initially he was afraid that the Jewish people are going to leave his dominion, but when the 70 years of Galus Bavel came and went, and he realized the Jewish people are not going anywhere, so then he calmed down. And Amr, he said as follows. He says, Balshetzer, who was a king before him, Chashav Vita, an earlier king, was Balshetzer. He says, he calculated, and he made a mistake. And he was from the last of the Babylonian kings, and then those from Persia and Mede, they took over, which Achashverosh was one of them. He made this calculation also, knowing that the Jews are going to be in Gullus for 70 years, and then they're going to be taken out. And when he saw that they weren't, he realized he's got the Jews, but he made a mistake. But I'm going to calculate, and I'm not going to make a mistake. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what exactly was the calculation of Balshetzer, and what was his error? What was his mistake? Says the Gemara, like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, which Yirmiyah had prophecies regarding the Gullus of Babel after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which they went down to Babel to Babylon, and then 7 years later to be taken back up for the second Beis HaMikdash. says Kilefi Malois Labavel Shivim Shana, because by the completion of Bavel of 70 years, Efker Eschem, I will recall you. Now, Balshatzer thought when it says 70 years of Bavel, it means from when the Babylonian kings became in reign, when they came in control, which that was Nebuchadnezzar, was the first Babylonian king who he took over the rule, which was of all the countries over there in that time, of the Malchus of Maaser Chadon, who was the king of Ashur, of Assyria. When did Babel come from the world power? Was when Nebuchadnezzar became king. Now, however, as the Gemara is going to actually explain this later on, except there's a pasuk in the Neil, however, that seems to contradict this, that says, "Lamalis l'charbis Yerushalayim Shemshana." It's going to be when this is going to complete 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim. But for now, the Gemara explains that Balshatzer, he was interpreting that pasuk from the prophecy of Yirmiyah, knowing that the 70 years from the completion of Bavel, which is, he thought, from when Bavel comes in power, which that started off with Nebuchadnezzar. Now, so Chashayiv, so Balshatzer calculated as follows. Arban v'chamesh to Nebuchadnezzar, as we're going to shortly explain, Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. So that's 45 years of Bavel. The Esther Metlas, the Evel Meredich. Then Evel Meredich, who was the king after him, he ruled for 23 years. And Vitarti Didei. And 2 years of Balshatzer, who was king after Evel Meredich, was 70 years of Bavel being a world power when they came in control. So it comes out that in this third year, where, as we find, he ruled for 3 years, as it says in Sefer Daniel, in the third year of Balshatzer HaMelech, he saw a prophecy, Mi Daniel. So in the second year, already was Hashem, that's 70 years. So therefore, in this third year, he's like, okay, Afik money de Bemekdasha. He took out the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash because they had plundered the Beis HaMikdash in the first Korban Beis HaMikdash, and that they had, and no one used it yet because of fear of retribution. But look, the Jews are not being redeemed after 70 years. Vishtamashbu, and he went and he used it. Now, before the Gemara continues the narrative, the Gemara first explains. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? Says the Gemara, because the Amamar, the Master says, in a larger context, regarding the Churban Beis HaMikdash, referring to the first Churban, it says, Galu b'sheva, Galu b'shmeina. I'm going to explain exactly what does this mean. They went into exile in the 7th year, and Galu b'shmeina, they went into exile in the 8th year. Galu b'shmeina esrei, Galu b'tsha esrei. They went into exile in the 18th year and in the 19th year. What does this mean? So the Gemara explains. There's actually two exiles they went in from the first Beis HaMikdash. And the first two is one thing, and the second 2 years are the same thing too. So the Gemara says, Galu b'sheva l'kibish Yehoyakim. The first stream of exiles that went from the Jewish people was in the 7th year of when Yehoyakim, who was the king in the Jewish people at that time, the 7th year from when he was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, 7 years after that was Galus Yehoyakim, which Yehoyakim was a son of his, which, as we're going to shortly explain, so 7 years after his father was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, 7 years after that, his son, when he was the king, then that was when Yehoyachin and many Jewish people went to Golus with him, Shishmoyne Nebuchadnezzar, which was actually 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became in power in general as the Babylonian king. So again, that's one Golus. And the reason is because there are psukim that are contradictory. On the one hand, it says, at the end of Sefer Melachim, it says regarding Galus Yehoyachin, which was the first exile at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, it says Bishnash Meino L'Malchusai, in the 8th year of the reign of the Nebuchadnezzar. The problem is in Sefer Yirmiyah at the end it says Ashehegle Nebuchadnezzar Bishnash Sheva, in the 7th year. So was in the 7th year or the 8th year? So that's what this teaching is coming to tell us. 8 years after Nebuchadnezzar became king, which was 7 years after he conquered Yehoyakim. Because the second year when Nebuchadnezzar was in power, that year he conquered Yehoyakim, but he didn't exile him. He rather had him serve him as a subsidiary for 3 years. And then he rebelled against him, which was 4 years. And then in the 7th year, he went and then he exiled from the Jewish people. Now, additionally, when it says that 18 and 19 years was they exiled, that refers to a second Galus. That refers to Galus Tzidkiyahu, when later on Tzidkiyahu was the king. It says in the Sefer Yirmiyah, that's at the same time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which was 11 years after the first Galus of Galus Yehoyachin. As it says, in the 11th year of King Tzidkiyahu, that's when they went into Galus the second and final time. Now, so what does it mean 18 and 19? It means 18 from when Yoyakim was conquered, which was 19 years from Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, as the Gemara says, Galu b'shmayne esrei l'kibesh Yoyakim. Then when it says they went 18 years, what? 18 years from what? From when Yoyakim was conquered, that was Galus Tzidkiyahu. Shehita Shah Esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar, which is 19 years from when Nebuchadnezzar came in control. The Amar Malik, the master said, Shan Rishayin l'kibesh Nineveh. When was it that Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar became a world power? So in his first year, he went and he first conquered the previous world power, which was Nineveh, because that was the capital of Ashur, his kingship was in Nineveh, and Shnia, Kibesh Yoyakim. And in the second year, he went then and conquered the Jewish king, that was King Yoyakim. Which again, these psukim are expounded in the Brice and Seyed Olam, where it says in the beginning of Sefer Daniel that in the third year of Malchus Yoyakim, Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim. And Hashem gave over Yoyakim to Nebuchadnezzar. And the problem is that really possible to say? But the thing is that he was only ruled in the fourth year of Yoyakim, because it says in Sefer Yirmiyah, Hadavar Shahayu Bishan Haraviz La Yoyakim, which that's he Shana Rishon Nebuchadnezzar, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. So that says the Braisa, so how do we understand Bishah Shalish La Malchus Yoyakim? How is it in the third year of Malchus Yoyakim? So on that, the Bryce explains the third year of his rebellion after Nebuchadnezzar had conquered him. No, it was in the fourth year of Yoyakim that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. But the third year, when we're saying it was in this third year, means the third year when he rebelled, which after that he had conquered him, like we said, he first served him for 3 years. Then he rebelled against him. Like it says in the Pasuk, Behila Yoyakim Ebed Shalashanim, Yeshav Yimrit Bay, like it says in Malachim Beis, he rebelled against him. So from here comes to teach you that he rebelled against him for 3 years. So comes out that 6 years from when he was conquered, because for 3 years he served him, and then for 3 years he rebelled against him, then he was given over to Nebuchadnezzar and he had him killed. And that's what it fulfills, like it says in Yirmiyah, that he fulfilled him the burial of like a donkey. Then what happened was, so this was 6 years into when he was conquered, which was again 7 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became a world power. Then he went and he placed Yoyakim, his son, to take over as the king of the Jewish people, again under Nebuchadnezzar. When he came back to Babel, the Medrash Rabbah says that his advisor said to him, what? The father rebelled against you for the last 3 years and you went and you put his son to be king? So they gave him a mashal from a bad dog doesn't come out a good cub, a good puppy. So the next day he came back and he then exiled his son. That was what we said was Galus Yoyakim was from 7 years when he conquered Yoyakim, which was from 8 years when he became king. And then in his place, he went and he made Tzidkiyahu to be the king, like it says in the end of Sefer Malachim. So it comes out, like we said, Galus Yoyakim was 7 years after Yoyakim was conquered. And that's what the Pasuk says, with 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became king, what it says there at the end of Sefer Malachim. Which again, because that tells us that in the second year of when Nebuchadnezzar was king, he conquered the Jewish people, which was Yoyakim. Now, so based on this, the Gemara concludes, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? Because it says in the Pasuk in Yirmi, it says, V'hi b'shleishim m'sheh b'shana, that it was in the 37th year, L'golas Yoyakim, Melch Yehuda, from when Yoyakim, the king of Judea, who he said was the first Golas, went into Golas, b'shnaim asa chaydish, in the 12th month, b'asim v'chamish l'chaydish, in the 25th of the month, nasa evel m'raydich melch bavel, so the king of Babel, who now was evel m'raydich, he lifted him up, Bishnas Malchusa, in the year when he became king, meaning in his first year of reigning as the king. As Rosh Yoyakim Melch Yehuda, he lifted up the head of Yoyakim, the king of Judea, and he led him out of jail. So that tells us that Evel Merodach became king in the 37th year after Yoyakim had gone into Galus. Now, we know, as we just explained before, that Nebuchadnezzar was king 8 years before Galus Yoyakim. As we said, 7 years from when he conquered Yoyakim, 8 years when he became king. So it comes out, you have Tamne, you have the 8 years from before he put him into Galus, and Matlas Vesheva, and then 37 years, because only after those 37 years did Evel Merodach become king, and then let him out of jail. So Hare, Arban, B'chamish, Nebuchadnezzar. That shows us the 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was king. Now, the Esim Matlas to Evel Merodach, and this that we said that Balshetz's calculation then had 23 years of the next king of Evel Merodach, that's Gemara, that's tradition. We don't have a source for that from the Pesukim. But then, like we said, Vitarti today, we have Balshetz said, and then his 2 years, because now he's already entering his third year when this story happened, that he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash to celebrate, Hashiv, and that was the 70 years. So Amar, he said, Hashtavadi Sulemifriki, Now the prophecy didn't come true. For sure, the Jewish people were not being redeemed. Apikmani de Bemakdosha. He went, he took out in the third year of his reign, which is already after the 7 years, the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. Vishtamish, when he used it in the party to use the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. Haine de Kamalei Daniel. This is what Daniel said to Belshazzar. Val Mori Shemai Hisramamta, and you're lording yourself over the master of the heaven, meaning you're taking Ulamanaya Divese and the vessels of his house. Haisiv Kadamach, you bring in front of you. Seven, it says, what was the punishment? Bei Balilya that night, Kata Balshatza Bashatza was killed, Malka Kazdai, the Kazdian king. Uksiv, and it says in the Pasik, Vidaryavish Madam, Daryavish the Mede, Kabal Machusa, so he became the king then after Balshatza, Kvarshnin Shitin Vitartin, when he was 62 years old. Now, so Omar, so Achashverosh said, and this is going back to the narrative of Achashverosh, what was this that Kishevis HaMelech, that he calmed down, he said, Balshatza made a mistake. He says, I'm going to calculate the 7 years, I'm not going to make this mistake. Because Miksiv L'malchus Bavel, were the words of the Pasuk, the prophecy, Yirmiyah, 70 years from the reign of the kingship of Bavel? No, L'Bavel Ksiv, from Bavel. Said Achashverosh, my L'Bavel, what does the Pasuk mean L'Bavel? It means L'Galus Bavel. It means the beginning of the exile that Yechoniah went to Galus. Doesn't mean when Nebuchadnezzar became king that Babylon became a world power. So Kama Betzira and Samach is missing from the 70 years from the calculation of the second year of Balshatza, which he thought that was 70, is Tamne, is another 8 years. Again, those 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became king, before he exiled Yechoniah, which Balshatza should not have counted that for the 70, and he did. So therefore, Chashav Achashverosh calculated from the second year of Balshatza until Achashverosh's own third year of his reign, Ba'ayil Chilufayu. And those 8 year gap from Balshatza's second year to his third year took the place of those 8 years that were really missing. We did get 8 years, because you have Chadu de Balshatza, because in his second year, Balshatza was 70 years. And then in his third year was extra year, so you have 1 year over there. And you have Chamesh de Dayavish Bekarish, you have the 5 years, which is before Achashverosh, and after Balshatza was, the Melech was Daryavish and Kairish. As the Pasuk says in Daniel Perek Vav, the Yavish Mada, Kabal Machus, like we just quoted before, the Yavish, the Mede, he took over from Balshatza, and after him ruled the what's called the first Kairish, because there was another king called Kairish, who he's the one that actually gave permission to the Jews in Diaspora to go up to Eretz Yisrael, like it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, Koyim HaKairish, that he let the Jewish people start rebuilding the base of Mikdash, although it wasn't finished for many years. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is that between the two of them, with Dayavish and Kairish, they ruled for a period of 5 years, even though it's not written explicitly in the Pasuk, and Vitarte Didei, and the 2 years of Achashverosh's own reign that already passed. So, those are 8 years. Hashivan Sadat finally finishes the 70 years of when the Jewish people had gone into exile in what's called Galus Babel. So, Kivan the Chazid the Malu Shivan Bala Yifrik, so when Achashverosh saw that the 70 years of Galus Babel, not just the reign of Babel, had already passed and the Jewish people were not redeemed, and he said, "Hashtavad Yisulam Yifrigi." Oh, the Jews are not being redeemed. Apik Monday to be Makdash Abishtamishbu. So he went at this famous party in that the Megillas Esther starts off with. He took the utensils of the Beis Hamikdash and he used them. And again, here there was a punishment. Bas Satan Berikud be named. So Satan came and danced upon them, which is the ministering angel from Hashem that goes and causes punishment. V'harigas Vashti, and that was what happened. His wife Vashti, the queen, was killed. Says the Gemara, "V'ashaper Chasha," but he calculated appropriately. What was wrong? Says the Gemara, no, iu nami mitita, he also made an error. The boyleila mimni mecharbis Yerushalayim, as we pointed out before from the other pasuk, he should have calculated from the destruction of Yerushalayim of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the later galus of galus Tzidkiyah, which was when the city of Yerushalayim was burnt. And that actually, the pasuk explicitly says this, that you should count from the destruction of Yerushalayim, like it says in Sefer Daniel, lamalis lecharbis Yerushalayim shiv mishana. The calculation of the 70 years is specifically, yeah, what part of galus Babel? The second part, which was the destruction of the city of Yerushalayim. So, however, the Gemara asks, okay, Seif Kama Betzirin, so how much is missing even from Achashverosh's calculation? Because it wasn't supposed to be by the first Galus of Yoyachin, but the second one of Tzidkiyahu, that was Chadisrei, which was 11 years. That's how much years were after Galus Yechaniah until Galus Tzidkiyahu, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But says the Gemara, so Iu Kama Malach, how many years did Achashverosh, was he king? Our baser, 14 years. Now, how do we know this? Because it says in Megillas Esther, it says, B'shnashteim Esrei, in the 12th year of Achashverosh's reign, Hippel Pur Hu Agarul, Haman made a lottery, and it was the next year that the miracle happened, which was in the 13th year of his reign. And it says, the year after that, the year after the Purim miracle story, it says, L'kaimes Igeres HaPurim Azay Sheinis, the second year they sent out letters that this should be celebrated by Jewish people forever, which was 14 years. So says the Gemara. So then, ba'beisa didei boyle lemivne beis hamikdash. In the 14th year of his reign, the beis hamikdash should have been built, because, like we said, in his third year, he made the mistake. He thought that was 70. No, it still needed to be another 11 years, which was the difference from Golas Yechanda to Golas Tzedekiyahu. So that is in his 14th year. So Alamak said, why is it a pasuk in Sefer Ezra, Beidayin, in the meantime, Betelas Avidas Beis Al-Hadi Bishlaim, they stopped doing the building of the structure of the service of Hashem's house, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, which that refers to the days of Kairish, the second. They stopped doing the work of the Beis HaMikdash, which Kairish had commanded to build, and they stopped through the ones who were bothering the Jews in Judea and Binyamin, like it says in Sefer Ezra, until it was the second year of the second Daryavish, who ruled after Achashverosh. Meaning they started by Kairish, like we said before, Achashverosh, but then they stopped, and there's three names that actually this Daryavish has, Daryavish, Kairish, Artaxasta. But the thing is that they didn't build it until after Achashverosh, in the second year of Daryavish Hasheni. So, but why? It should have been in the 14th year, which Achashverosh ruled 14 years. It should have been in that year that they built the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi says, no, because actually the Shanim Mekutayis Hava, they were contracted years that we're talking about. Meaning, the years that we counted before weren't full years. There were some years overlapping with the previous years. Like, for example, Daryavish, Hamadi, and Kairish, which originally we counted that were 5 years between Balshetzer and Achashverosh, actually is only 4 years. Because as the Pasuk says, in the first year of Daryavish ben Achashverosh, the Bryson Seder Olam says, we only find that the Medes, which was this Daryavish, only ruled 1 year. And Kairish we find 3 years, like it says in Sefer Daniel, Bishnas Shalish Lamalchas Kairish, which the Bryson Seder Olam tells us that those 3 years also weren't complete. So you counted an extra year, because actually it wasn't 5 amongst the two of them, it's actually 4. And also this, that we counted the years of Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merodach, also overlapped a year. And therefore that's an extra year, that it wasn't a full 37 years, and 45 and 37, it wasn't complete, there was a year overlapping them, so therefore there's an extra 2 years after Achashverosh, which was in the second year of Daryavish. As the Gemara continues on top of Yud Beis and Alf, Tanim Halach is similar in the Braisam, that the years of Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merodach overlap a year. So it's not a full 45 and 37 for him. Which is the beginning of the Brayis over there in Seder Olam says that on that night when Belshazzar, the king, was killed, which was the end of the Babylonian reign, and then Daryavish the Mede, he went and he took over the reign, that was 70 years when Nebuchadnezzar had originally became king, which was the rise of the Babylonian power, which was 69 years when Yehoiakim, the king of the Jewish people, was conquered. And that the Brisa continues and says, that it was still necessary for one more year to complete 70 years of Babylonian dominion over the Jewish people. And then Daryavish came and he completed that after Balshatz. After Balshatz was killed, Daryavish came and then it was a complete of 70 years. And after Daryavish, the year after that came the king of the king Melech Kairish, who reigned over Bavel. And actually, it was at that time, that was after some level of 70 years, as we're going to explain, there was some recollection of redeeming of the Jewish people, where Kairish said, okay, who from the Jewish people wants to go up? As we mentioned before, that this was the Kairish, before Achashverosh, that he started making somewhat of a return of the Jewish people. Again, it didn't happen until years later, which was the real 70 years, like we said, in the second year of Daryavish, but that already started at that point already. But one thing says the Gemara we learned from this Brice is that when Belshazzar passed away, when Belshazzar was killed, that it was only 69 years from when Yehoiakim was conquered. Now the problem is, we calculated it before 70 years, you have 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 of Evel Merodach, and 3 of Belshazzar. So at least regarding the 70 years of the Jewish people, he was counting from when the Babylonians became in power at all. Fine, that was his second year of his reign. But over the Jewish people, it should be 70, but here the Brisa says it was only 69, and 70 over the Jewish people was only the year after him. Obviously, because there were years that were lapping over, and they were exactly like we said before, that it wasn't a complete years, it was overlapping from Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merodach. So therefore, that's we said, that's the 2 year gap from Achashverosh's 14th year to the 2 years after in Daryavish after him. Now, moreover, Amar Rabbi says, Af Daniel tov b'hai cheshbon. Even Daniel, he went and made this mistake of when's the 70 years over. Because the Chassid, like it says in the Pasuk, B'shnas achas l'malcha, in the first year of his reign, Ani Daniel b'neisi b'svarim. He says, Me Daniel, I was thinking in the books, which svarim also could be used as in svira of cheshbon, of calculation. I understood in the calculation. Now, Medikama Benaisi says, Rav, in the fact that he says that he understood, which being is always knowing something but then going it a step deeper, is Machal Dataz, obviously that he originally made a mistake and only now he understood. So, it says the Gemara, Mikamakam Kashakra Adadi. Ultimately, it seems to be a contradiction in the Pesukim. Because Ksiv, it says in the Pesuk in Yirmiyah, which was the mistake of the Babylonian kings, it says, Malois Labavel, that in the completion of Bavel, 70 years, then I'm going to recall you. Now, Ksiv, it says in Daniel, L'chorbis Yerushalayim. No, it's 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim, which that's a 70-year calculation, which is, like we said, is 18 years later that the word of God came. So which one is it? Sama Rava, he says like this. Lepikid be'alma, for just being remembered, Hashem said, yes, when the completion of Bavel is 70 years, then I'm going to remember you. And that's actually what it was, as we just mentioned in passing before, that in the first year of Kairish, he was the king of Persia, which was 71 years from when Yehoiakim was conquered. That's when 71 years from when Babylon had taken over control. 70 years after that, in the 71st year, was the Jewish people started going back. Kairish gave permission. That's what it says in Pasuk in Ezra. So though it was like, it says in Sefer Daniel, which was the right calculation, 70 years when Yerushalayim was destroyed, but some of it was Lamalas Labavel. And that's what it says in Sefer Ezra, Koyim HaKoresh Melech Pras. This is what Koresh, the king of Persia, said. All the kingdoms of the land, Hashem, the God of heaven, gave to me. And he commanded on me to build a house for him in Yerushalayim, and therefore that started, although that got halted, and then there was a story about Achashverosh, but that was really the 70 years of fulfillment of Bavel. Now, Darsh of Nachman Bar Rav Chizdi says, "Ma'idach se, what does it mean the pasuk in Yeshaya related to what we just mentioned? Koyam Hashem leMeshich leKarish. So says Hashem to His anointed one to Karish, Asher zakti b'mina, which I held on to His right hand. Now, the difficulty is, v'chi Karish Meshiach haya, was Karish an anointed one, like as if with the anointing oil that was used in the Beis Hamikdash? Why was Karish called Meshich? Ella rather says the Gemara, no, Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu leMeshiach. Hashem said to the Mashiach, to the anointed one, to the Messiah, the Jewish people, Koyvel ani lecha al Koyrish, I'm complaining to you about Koyrish. Meaning, because there's two psukim that are written near each other, and the timim, which is the cantillation of the psukim, prove the point that, because generally when you have a zarka in the pasuk, which is one of the time of how you lay in the Torah, it comes with a segel after that. Here, when it says l'mishicha, it says with a zarka, and when it says the next word afterwards, kairish, it says without a segel, to actually separate the two, to separate from mishicha. Because it's actually not saying l'mishicha l'kairish, it's l'mishicha regarding kairish, which is Hashem said, ani amarti, I said, hu yivne beisi v'kabitz geloisai, I said that he's going to build up a house. I mean, I told him this message, and that he should gather the diaspora of the Jewish people. And he says, Mi b'chem mekolami, who from all his people wants to v'yal and let them go up? But he himself didn't put in the effort to go out and build it, and therefore Hashem was complaining, so to speak, to Mashiach about Kairish, that he was supposed to be the 70s. He was supposed to be the bringing back the Jewish people. He allowed them, and they started something, but ultimately that didn't follow through because he himself wasn't involved, and therefore that was why Hashem was complaining. But again, those are the 70 years we spoke about. There's 70 years Lamalas Bavel, which even in that calculation, there was mistakes regarding, was it from the rain took place? Was it when the subjugation of the Jewish people? Was it when the first exile was done by Bavel? Or, which that we said is somewhat by Kairish, which was the beginning of that, but the ultimate one of the 70 years was actually after the Achashverosh story. Now Achashverosh himself made the mistake in that calculation. It was 2 years after he finished his reign, in the second year of Daryavish. That was the 70 years of Chorban Yerushalayim, of Golus Tzidkiyahu.